Okay, so the good news is this is the last Shabbos that we're off on Parshios. Next Shabbos for us will be Maaseh. Next Shabbos for you will be Matos Maaseh, and we'll be caught up. I tried to straddle. It's cheating a little bit because it's really a Matos mitzvah. It's really Matos that I'm focused on, but I will show you how it connects back to your Parsha, back to Parsha Moados and Pinchas. We're going to talk about Nedarim. Okay, Nedarim are a very, very strange being in Halacha. And I'd like to try to get a sense for what's really going on. So on the one hand, there is a mitzvah asay, and everybody agrees, there's a mitzvah asay to keep a neder. If you took a vow, let's take a good example, right? Yet you struggle to get to minyan every morning. So you took a neder, you took a shvuah. For purposes of today, neder and shvuah will be used interchangeably. You say, I took a neder, that I'm going to go to minyan every morning. Okay, so now you've changed minyan from something pseudo-halachic, important, but pseudo-halachic, to a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? You're now obligated, as a mitzvah saseh, to keep your word. Similarly, if you violate your word, You've been over on a mitzvah lo saseh, right? That's what you make up a neder. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to keep your neder. There's an iser d'oraisa to violate your neder. The issue we want to discuss today is there a third mitzvah that involves being matir your neder? I know that sounds strange, but there's a process. Most of us know it from Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? You get three people to stand together and you stand in front of them. And you mumble something, which probably you should know what you're mumbling. It has to do with trying to get out of nedarim that you may have accidentally taken. Might that be a mitzvah? Okay. Now, our discussion begins with the psukim at the beginning of Matos. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, here we go. The parsha starts as follows. And now, forget Nedarim for a second. I just want to back up. The next little part of this shir, before we get into the Lamdus part, is simply to reveal to us how ambivalent the Torah seems to be about Nedarim. If you ask yourself, should I take a Neder or not? I want to induce myself to do something good. Should I take a Neder? The answer is, I'm not sure. Hear the Psukim. Vayidaber Moshe al Rashei Amatot livnei Yisrael lemor. Moshe spoke to the leaders of the tribes to tell them, Zeh hadavar shetzivah Hashem. This is what Hashem said. Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, o hishavah shvua l'asor yisar al nafsho. Anybody who takes a neder l'Hashem, or he took a neder that prohibited something on himself, for whatever reason, he said, I'm not going to drink soda anymore. Lo yachel dvaro. He cannot make chulin out of what he said, meaning he cannot violate his neder. That's a lo taseh. Rather, kechol hayotzei mipiv yaseh. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to fulfill his vow. Now you read the psukim and they seem pretty normal until the Rashbam and most other Rishonim point out what's missing. Second, I didn't fix the numbers. Sorry. Vayidaber Moshe al Rashei Amatot. I didn't fix the numbers, I'm sorry. Nish'alti, it's interesting, the Ramban tells you where he was asked this question. Nish'alti ba'anyov b'chrach lujdan. No idea. Somebody asked him, Lefi apshat, heichan motzinu shum parsha shematchelet kein. The Rav Shvam was asked in shul by some guy, where do we find another parsha that begins like this? What's the question? Shelo ne'emar l'mala v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor. Right? Every parsha in the Torah says, v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem. Oh, that's what it should have said. V'heyach matchelat ha-parsha b'diburo shel Moshe, she'ein mefurash lo mipi ha-gvura. How can it be that the opening of Parshas Matos begins with Moshe giving us a whole list of halachos, without the normal introduction that would be Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor? It's a problem. Everybody points it out. Okay? It's more a technical problem and a substantive problem because the Torah makes clear at the end that all this came from God, but the Pasuk is missing. So the Rashbam has a simple answer, which takes us back to your Parsha Sashavua, Pinchas. He says, look at the end of Parshas HaMoados, the Karbanos in Pinchas. The Pasuk says, right where my cursor is, Eile ta'asu la'shem b'mo'adeichem, levad minidreichem v'nidvoteichem la'olotechem l'minchoteichem l'niskechem l'shalmeichem. This is what you have to bring on Yom Tov, the Karbanos that were all listed at the end of Pinchas, in addition to your Nidarim. So the Rashbam says, since the parsha of Karbanos begins with Vayidere Hashem al Moshe Limor, and at the end of that parsha it says, in addition to what I just told you, you have to keep your Nidarim. So Rashbam says, essentially, it's as if the Pasuk said, Vayidere Hashem al Moshe Limor at the beginning of the parsha of Nidarim, because it's attached to last week's parsha, which did in fact begin with Vayidere Hashem al Moshe Limor. Okay, but it doesn't say Vayidere Hashem al Moshe Limor. It really seems that the Torah has a complicated or an ambivalent relationship with the whole concept of Nedarim. And the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Nedarim, it becomes really, really clear that that's what's going on in the Rambam. And it's not just the Rambam. It's often the case that at the end of a Sefer of Halacha, the Rambam has some philosophy. These are the last three Halachos in Hilchos Nedarim. It starts with Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel, where my cursor is. Says the Rambam, Mi she nadar nedarim, kidei lichonen deotav, uletaken ma'asav. A person who thoughtfully decides, you know, I'm going to take a neder so that I can become a better person. I need a neder to help regulate my behavior. It's really going to inspire me to act properly. The Rambam says, if that's how you came to make a neder, harezeh zariz u'mishubach. That's lovely. That's praiseworthy. That's a wonderful thing to do. And he gives you an example. He gives you a bunch of examples. I think I just quoted one. Ketzad. Kigon. Mishahaya zolel. You're a glutton. You eat too much at meals. You make a barbecue 6 times during the 9 days because you make a lot of siyums. Okay, I'm jumping the gun on a pet peeve. So you are zolel. Therefore, v'asar alav habasar shana ushtayim. So you took a neder saying, I'm going to be a vegetarian for a year or two. Again, it's a limited period of time. It's in response to a particular weakness that you have. It's not just a person taking nedarim for no reason. Or he says, mishaya shoge b'yayin. You drink too much wine. V'asar hayayin alatzmo zman merubeh. You're an alcoholic. So you take a neder that I'm not going to drink wine for some extended period of time. Again, it's limited. Says the Rambam at the end, Kulan derech avodah l'Hashem, all of these nedarim are a form of service of God. Heim, ubenedarim elu ukiyotzeva, and these type of nedarim, amru chachamim, nedarim siag l'prishut. These are good nedarim. They're thoughtful. They're calibrated both in time and related to your own personal weaknesses. Therefore, they serve as a siag, as a fence to preshoot, to being careful to properly observe halacha. Okay, now the Rambam continues. Halacha chaf dalet. Va'af al pi shehein avodah l'Hashem. And even though these are good things and they're being done as in a form of service to God, the Rambam still is nervous. Lo yarbe adam binidre isur, velo yargil atzmo bahem. Says the Rambam, I still think this is not the proper path to do avodas Hashem. You're properly motivated, but making all these things usur on yourself, the Rambam thinks it's not good. Ella yifrosh midvarim shera'uy lifrosh mehen below neder. Have a little self-control, says the Rambam. You know that you have a problem with alcohol. So tell yourself you're not going to drink alcohol. But to make it into a neder, the Rambam's not 1,000% clear here what he's nervous about. It could be that he's nervous that you'll violate the neder. And then you'll be, you know, it used to just be you were drinking when you didn't have to drink, and that's not a good thing. But now, if you drink, you can be over an Isser D'oraisa, right? That's clear. You took a neder, you violated your neder, you're over an Isser D'oraisa. So maybe that's what the Rambam's worried about. And now the last thing he says, Amru Chachamim, Kol HaNoder Ki'ilu Bana Bama. A person who takes a neder, it's as if they built a, you know, a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a good thing. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not a good thing. And he explains, V'malvar v'nadar, now we get to our topic. Let's say you took a neder. He said you should try to be matir the neder. To be shoel al nidro means to go to Bezdin and tell him, look, I took a neder not to eat fleishigs for a year, but, you know, my son is getting married. How am I not going to eat? If I don't eat at the wedding, people are going to think that I don't trust my own kashrus. So it's a problem. So the Rambam says, don't have nadarim. Try to get rid of them. He says, well, now there's a qualification. Bamedvar mamurim, that he thinks you should get rid of your nadarim. Binidre isur. That's when you made things usur to yourself. Right? My friend speaks Lashon Hara. I took a nether not to go into his house. The Rambam doesn't like those. Aval nidre hektesh. But if you donated to the Beis HaMikdash, or in our days, you donated to shul, you took a nether that you're going to donate this much money to tzedakah, says Rambam, no, mitzvah lekaiman. Those things you should be mekayim. V'lo yishal aleihem, and you shouldn't try to do hataras nedarim on a pledge to tzedakah, elamidochak, unless you really have no choice. Shenemar nedarai lashem ashalem. Right? It's a pasuk in Tehillim that's in Hallel. So the Rambam, if you ask me, you know, what's the Rambam's position on nedarim, or what's Chazal's position on nedarim, I would tell you they're pretty ambivalent. There are circumstances under which it seems okay. There are circumstances under which it seems praiseworthy. There are circumstances under which it seems silly, but overall, the Rambam seems very nervous. He doesn't really want us to enter into Nedarim. That's at least my take on the Rambam. Okay, now let's get to our point. I'll just hold on to this idea about the ambiguity, because I think it will help us as we move into the next part of the shiur. But first, another bizarre element of Nedarim. Let's back up for a second. And there are three ways that a person could get out of a neder. Okay, this is just the background that we need going forward. The psukim are very, very clear in Matos. In fact, I messed up the numbering. Well, maybe I didn't bother to number it. Or maybe I didn't bother to put it there. One second. Okay, somehow it's missing. The psukim in Matos are very clear. A wife who takes a neder, when the husband finds out about it, he can be mefer that neder. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Okay? When a daughter in her father's house, in Na'ara, she's more than 12, she's more than 11, let's say, she takes a neder, once again, her father can be mefer that neder. That's called hafara. That's not called hatara. Okay, those are the two that are specific in the Torah. Then there's the one that we know best, which is a person takes a neder and he regrets it. So what does he do? He goes to Bezdin, you know, he goes to a chacham muflag to try to get out of it. Now we get to what was originally source number two. Here's a Mishnah in Chagiga Daf Yud Amud Aleph. It's really interesting. The Mishnah says, Heter nedarim porchin ba'avir. And in case you didn't know what that means, it says, Ve'ein lohem al mashe yismochu. Okay? The idea that you could be matir and neder, says the Mishnah, is poreach ba'avir. What that means is, it has no real source. You can't point me to a pasuk in the Torah that allows us to do it. Therefore, ve'ein lohem al mashe yismochu. Right? A person presses you to say, what's the source for Ataras Adar? And the answer is, according to the Mishnah, there really is no source. I guess you'd say, you know, halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, or something like that. And then just to see it, because the whole mission is interesting, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos V'Hameilos, right? Lamites Melachos, for example, says the Mishnah, Harehem Keharorim Hatluyim B'Se'ara. They are like a mountain hanging by a thread, Shehein Mikra Muat V'Halachot Mirubot. Because there is a source, right? The Pasuk says, on Shabbos Lo Ta'aseh Kol Melacha. Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. It doesn't tell you what the definition of avoda is. So here it's a level up. Hataras Nedarim has no pasuk. Shabbos, Me'ilos, and Chagigos have a pasuk. But then what Chazal learned from that pasuk is far beyond what the pasuk says. Third category, Hadinin, you know, interpersonal relationships, V'ha'avodot, and avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, Hatarot V'hatumot, how you become tar, how you become tame, va'arayos, and, you know, forbidden sexual relations, yesh lohen al masha yismochu, right? That's covered extensively in Torah Shebichsav. And then the Mishnah says, vehein hein gufei Torah, and these are the essence of the Torah. So it's possible to say that hein hein gufei Torah relates only to the last category of yesh lehen al mashi yismochu, but that's not how the Mefarshim understand it. Mefarshim understand that all three categories, heter nedarim porchim ba'avir, hilchos shabbos hatluyim keharim hatluyim basara, that's hanging by a thread, and arayos, that have all the details, all of them are gufei Torah. Which then would the Mishnah would be giving us a message, which is, it's not just things that are written explicitly in the Torah, it's things that are learned out from the Torah as well. Okay, so that would be interesting in and of itself. Rashi tries to explain in source number 3, Hete nedarim porchim ba'avir, hatarat nedarim shamru chachamim, right, the thing we know as hataras nedarim, she'achacham matir et haneder, one person can do it if he's smart enough, we do it in a bezdin of 3. He says, ma'at remez yesh ba'mikra, ve'ein al mali smoch. There's a hint to it in the pasuk, but you can't really rely on the hint. Ela shekein masur lachachamim b'torah shebal peh. Yeah, you're right. It's not a pasuk in Torah shebichsav. It's given over in Torah shebal peh that you could be matir neder. What's interesting is the Gemara then tries to bring sources. The Mishnah says heter nedarim porchim ba'avir. There is no source for hataras nedarim. And then look at source number 4. The Gemara says, wait, there is a source. It's our pasuk in this week's parsha. Lo yachel dvaro. What does it mean? He can't violate his word. Hu eino mochel. He can't violate his word. Aval acherim mochalin lo. But others can violate his word. Okay? It's a strange drasha. Why that lo yachel dvaro. He's not allowed to, but he can go to a bezdin and they could fix it for him. Did someone want to ask a question? Sorry. No? Okay. So what do we do with this? We have a Mishnah. It's rare to find this. We have a Mishnah. It's all of a sudden discussing what does it mean that there's no source. No one's arguing that it's not a halacha. It clearly is a halacha, but it's a halacha without a source. Now, whether that's at all related to where we started with, that the parsha doesn't begin with Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, I don't know. I suspect I'd like it to be, but from here on in, I have ideas. I don't have conclusions, but I do think we have interesting things to talk about. Let's turn to the major issue, which is it a mitzvah saseh or not? So the Rambam is going to say it is a mitzvah saseh, but what the Rambam is not going to tell you is exactly what type of mitzvah saseh it is. First, let's look at something fascinating that just came across by accident. As we've discussed before, and everybody knows this, at the beginning of every Sefer in the Rambam, there's something called a koteret. There's like a headline in which the Rambam summarizes the halacha that he's going to cover in that Sefer. So Hilchos Nedarim says the Rambam, Yesh Bichlalan Shalosh Mitzvot. There are 3 mitzvot. We know what they are. Shtei mitzvot aseh v'achat mitzvot lo taseh. V'zeo pratan. This is the list. 1, Aleph. It's a mitzvah saseh to keep your neder, to uphold your neder. Second, bet shelo yachel dvaro. It's an iser d'oraisa, it's a lo taseh to violate your neder. Okay? By the way, you see the why it's so compelling, why a person might want to make a neder, right? If I want to make sure that I'm going to get up tomorrow morning for Shacharis, well, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa for me to go to Shacharis because I took a neder, and it would be an iser d'oraisa for me not to go to Shacharis because I took a neder, I'll be more motivated. But Gimel is what interests us, the third one. The mitzvah is sheyafer ha-neder o ha-shvua. V'zehu din ha-farat nedarim ha-mifurash b'torah shebichtav. Okay, emphasis added by me, obviously. The Mishnah said, ha-taras nedarim porchos ba'avir. They have no source. The Rambam says, it's mifurash b'torah shebichtav. Now, you could get out of the problem by saying when the Rambam says it's mefurash b'torah shebichtav, what he's referring to is the hafaras nedarim of a baal, of a husband, or the hafaras nedarim of a father for his daughter, because those things really are written in the Torah. But I word searched, there is no other koteret in the Rambam where he bothers to say that it's mefurash b'torah shebichtav. So I suspect, again, I thought I'd have some brilliant idea to share with you. I don't. But I feel like something's going on here under the surface. That the psukim aren't clear and we're ambiguous. And the Mishnah says that Atar Sedarim is Poreach Ba'avir. There's no pasuk for it. And the Rambam, who knows there's no pasuk for it, then says on all this is Mefurash Putar Shebichsav. As if the Rambam is worried that people will think that Chazal made stuff up. I don't know. But anyway, so much for section one of the shir, which is to just lay out how confusing and ambiguous nedarim are, and particularly hataras nedarim / hafaras nedarim. Again, hafaras nedarim, father and husband, that is mefurish b'torah. That's in the psukim, in Matos. Hataras nedarim, which is the one we know, and which is the most halacha l'maisa, has no source. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay. Now let's move on to the main part, which is there a mitzvah to be matir neder? And so you ask yourself, like, it seems strange. If there's a mitzvah to keep your neder, why would there be a mitzvah to be matir your neder? Here's what the Rambam says. Let's read it carefully. Source number 6, Mitzvat Asei Tzadi Hei 95. He says, Hi shetzivanu ladun b'hafarat nedarim. We have a commandment to deal with. There's all kinds of questions about the proper text of the Rambam. The mitzvah is to deal with hafarat nedarim. Kolomar, haTorah shahureinu ladun b'dinim haheim. The Torah told us to deal with these dinim. Ve'ein ha'inyan shenit chayev lahafer al kol panim. Says the Rambam, understand this. This is very important. The Rambam says, it's true. There is a mitzvah min HaTorah to deal with Hatarat Nedarim. But don't confuse that with an obligation of the Torah to be Matir Neder. The Torah, says the Rambam, doesn't care if you're Matir Neder. We'll see how this plays out in a second. V'zeha inyan ba'atzmo havein mimeni. Now the Rambam is going to give us a mini introduction, a mini class in Sefer HaMitzvos. He says, understand the following. Kol zman shetishma'eni moned din echad min hadinim. The Rambam says, there are many times that I counted in. What does it mean? Ki ein sivui bepu'ula min ha-pu'ula behechreyach. It doesn't mean I think you have to do it. Va'amnam ha-mitzvahi heyotenu mitzuvim shenadin bedin zeh bedavar zeh. The commandment is that we deal with it. Not that we have to achieve a particular result. Maybe the best example is Hilchos Shechita. The Rambam counts a mitzvah to shecht an animal. The Rambam does not think that you're supposed to get up every day and shecht an animal. The Rambam doesn't think that if a cow passes you by and you didn't shecht it, you're mevatel a mitzvah saseh. The Rambam thinks if you want to eat a piece of meat, you don't want to be over on Eiver Min Achai, and you don't want to be over on a Nevela, so then you shecht it. Amnam. Heyot habal v'ha'av mafirin, hine kfar be'ar akatuv oto, v'danbo. The fact that a husband and a father can be made for the nedarim of their wives and daughters, he says, that's in the Torah. There's no question about it. And now comes the part we're interested in. Uba'alanu hakabalah, but we have a tradition, shachacham gamkein matir haneder l'chol v'chein hashvua. We have a tradition that a chacham, and I'll add a bezdin, could be matir a neder or a shvua. V'haremez alzeh, the hint is, that's what we saw in Chagiga. Me'amaro lo yachel divaro. Hu eino mochel, aval acherim mochalin lo. That's exactly what we saw. The Mishnah said there's no source for Atar Sederam. The Gemara says, no, lo yachel dvaro might be a source. So the Rambam says, I am counting in Tariag Mitzvos both Hafaras Nedarim, father and husband, and Hataras Nedarim, you know, Talmud Chacham or Bezdin, even though there is no real source. Ubichlal Heina. Ein ra'aya al zeh min ha'katuv. I have no proof from the pasuk. Ve'heim aleihem ha'shalom kvar amru. Heter nedarim parchim ba'avir. He quotes the Mishnah. Ve'ein lohem amashi yismochu. Ela ha'kabalah ha'amitid levad. So the Rambam acknowledges, I am counting hataras nedarim as part of a mitzvah d'oraisa, not because I think every time I hear about a neder, there is a mitzvah to be matirit. There isn't, says the Rambam. But if I want to get rid of it, this is the way in which I can get rid of it. Similarly, again, as we've seen, an example, you're not supposed to divorce your wife. But if you want to divorce your wife, this is the way you do it. That's one of Tariag Mitzvahs. You don't have to slaughter every cow. If you want to eat a cow, the way to make it kosher to be eaten is to shecht it. Okay, so it's clear that the Rambam thinks it's counted in Tariag Mitzvos. It's not 100% clear if the Rambam thinks you get a mitzvah when you do it. Right? It's clear that when you shecht an animal, you get a mitzvah, and you make a bracha when you do it, ala shechita. But here, it's a little unclear. There seems to be a machlokas. The Achronim disagree on whether the Rambam thinks there's a maisa ha-mitzvah in Hataras Nedarim, or there's some kind of kiyum if you do it in the way that you're supposed to do it. But either way, he counts it in the Tariag Mitzvos. The person who thinks both that there's a mitzvah and that the Rambam thinks there's a mitzvah is the Sefer Achinuch in source number 7. Says the Sefer Achinuch, V'ha'olem mikol zeh leda'ato lefi hadoma. The Chinuch kind of, he fudges it a little bit. He says, what I think the Rambam means, right, lefi hadoma, so I'm not 100% sure, but it appears to me, ki bahatir ha-chacham ha-mumche et ha-neder b'mitzvat ha-torah, o shahed yodot, when a chacham is matir neder, or when three regular people get together, constitute a bezdin, and are matir neder, v'ya'asu ha-inyan k'chol ha-shet etzaveh ha-torah alav k'hogen u'k'yosher. And they do it precisely as the Torah, as the halacha requires them to do it. Az kimu asay. They get a mitzvah asay. V'im hitiru haneder shelo kemitzvah haTorah. And if they thought they were matir the neder, but they weren't because they didn't do it according to halacha. Kigon shnehed yodo. There are only two people on the bezdin. O yachid she'en amumcha, or the one judge wasn't sufficiently learned. Afal pi sheheterom eino heter. It didn't work. The neder is still chal. Nevertheless, yesh alehem onesh bitul asezeh. They're in violation of a mitzvah saseh. The Torah told you how to be matur neder. You tried to do it another way. You were just mevatel a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. But the good news is, says the Chinuch, if you do it properly, you're a mekayim a mitzvah sase min haTorah, which is why, now that I don't live with you anymore, I can tell you, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, nobody wants to be the Beis Din, right? Because it takes time. You just want to be Mater Neder and leave. But the Chinuch thinks if you're part of a Beis Din and you do it right, you got a mitzvah saseh. So everybody might want to rethink their position on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And now you could say, you know, the Haredi view would be, why do I want to get in trouble? What if the Beis Din isn't done properly? Then I'll be mevatel mitzvah saseh. Okay, it's a point. I think it's more exciting to try to be mekayim mitzvah saseh and to try to make sure that the Beis Din acts properly. I think if you have three people and you listen carefully, you know, and you read back what you're supposed to say, hopefully that's a mitzvah saseh. Okay, so the Rambam has now opened us up to a new category of mitzvos. This category we'll call optional mitzvos. Optional in the sense that the Rambam doesn't think you have an obligation to be matir neder. The Rambam doesn't think you have an obligation to slaughter a cow. The Rambam doesn't think you have an obligation to divorce your wife and a whole bunch of other mitzvahs like that. What the Rambam says is, if you do them as required by halacha, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. You know, if you do the hatara sadam properly, you are yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, now, it makes sense, and it's interesting that we have a whole category of mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvos that are not obligatory. Right? We're used to thinking of mitzvahs as being obligatory. I have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, I have to sit in the sukkah, you know, I have to do all these things. The Rambam says, no, there's a whole category of mitzvahs that if the opportunity arises, if you're in this situation, you can get a mitzvah. But if you never did it in your life, there's nothing wrong. La'achar me'er v'esrim, when you go to Shemayim, they're not going to say to you, how come you were never matir neder? That's the Shita Sarambam. Comes the Ramban and says, I don't understand any of this. Source number 8. The Ramban says, V'chein, ye'ra'eh b'mitzvah shehikdim le'elu, v'hi hafarat nedarim, shelotimneh. He says, I don't think we should be counting the negation of nedarim. Why? Lefi shehi shlilut. It's just a negation. Shenitztavinu la'asot k'chol ha'yotzei mipinu. God told us we have to uphold our vows. V'shalo nachel dvarenu. And God told us we're not allowed to, you know, violate our vows. Rak al pi bezdin o ha'av o ha'bal. The Ramban says, if there's some value to nedarim, then if it's a mitzvah to keep your neder, and it's a prohibition to violate your neder, why would it be a mitzvah to get rid of your neder via hataras nedarim or hafaras nedarim? It's just a din. It's a fact that you can do it. But the Ramban seems to not like this whole idea of optional mitzvahs. He doesn't disagree with them in all circumstances, but the Ramban thinks there should be a Maisa HaMitzvah. And the Ramban says, where's the Maisa HaMitzvah in Hataras Nedarim? All you're doing is unwinding something that you already did. That can't be a mitzvah. Now again, you'll say, well, isn't Gerushin just unwinding a Kedushin? You know, yes and no. There is something unique about Gerushin. You know, the Torah recognizes that sometimes a marriage has to end. The Torah recognizes that sometimes a neder cannot be fulfilled. But the Ramban thinks in that case, it should not be a mitzvah. He doesn't like the idea that it's counted as at all. Okay, so that's why it's either a three-way or a two-way machlokas arishonim. The Rambam thinks that hataras nedarim is counted as part of the mitzvah of nedarim. It's not clear if he thinks that there's a maisa hamitzvah involved, but there is some kind of fulfillment of a mitzvah. The Chinuch thinks it's absolutely a Maisa Mitzvah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you should try to get on it. I'm just looking at the notices. No. Would you, the annual saying, call the notion as far as I know is a mitzvah? It's a good question. The question is, Kol Nidre is essentially Hafaras Nedarim. Does that support the idea that it's a mitzvah? I don't think so. I think... I love Kol Nidre as much as anybody else, but it's not the main part of davening. And we love the tune, and it gets us in the mood. But I don't think, you know, it's nothing more than Hataras Nedarim. You're right. And so going into Yom Kippur, you know, we want to not have any nidarim hanging over our heads. But there's no bracha said in conjunction with Kol Nidre. And in fact, let's admit it, most people don't even know what it means. Quick story from my father-in-law, Zichrono Livracha. He said when he was a little kid, he was in the choir in his father's shul. And they were little kids, and the choir master, whatever, was teaching them how to sing Kol Nidre and the parts. They were joking around. And the choir master, who was no big Talmud Chacham, to try to get them serious, said to them, think of what the words mean. Kol Nidre, a voice in the night. Okay? That's not what it means. But it sounds better, you know, than all vows. So it's true that Kol Nidre is Hatar Sedarim. I don't think it's true that proves that Hatar Sedarim is a mitzvah. But okay. Now, let's ask the next question, which is, okay, we have a new category of mitzvos, and we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch on one side and the Ramban on the other, whether this should be counted in Tayag mitzvos. How would it work? What's the difference? I've used two phrases interchangeably, and now I'm going to explain the difference. What's the difference between Hataras Nedarim that we do and Hafaras Nedarim? So look at source number 9. The Gemara in Nazir Chaf Aleph Amud Bet says as follows. A woman says, Hareini Nazira Vishama Bala. Her husband hears her, says, Va'amar Va'ani. Me too. Which works, right? You're allowed to copy. So somebody takes a neder, you can say me too, and it works. And in that case, it says the Gemara says Einu Yachal Hafer, because once the husband supports the neder of his wife, he's missed his chance to be mefer it. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question: Ibaylu Baal Meakar Akar Odilma Megiz Gaiz. When the Baal says, "My wife made a neder, you know, not to eat meat. I am canceling that neder. Is he okerit meikara? Is it as if she never made the neder? Or, no, it's megas guys. At this point, I'm stopping it. She wanted, you know, she accepted upon herself to be a vegetarian. I'm stopping it. But presumably, it existed until this moment. How would that work? Lemay nafkamina asks the Gemara. Does everybody understand the question? Are you uprooting it meikara? It's as if she never ever made a neder. Or no, at this point in time, the Torah empowers me, the Baal, to cancel my wife's neder if it negatively impacts me. Lemay nafkamina asks the Gemara. Now you'll see. Says the Gemara, the nafkamina is, the difference is, le'ishasha nadra bin nazir, a woman took a neder to be a Nazira, Vishama Chavertava Amra Ve'ani, her friend who's standing there says, you know, if you're going to be a Nazira, I'm going to be a Nazira also. I'm not going to let you be firmer than me. Vishama Ba'ala Shel Rishona Ve'heferla. Now, husband number one hears about it, and he's Mefer the Neder. No, I don't want my wife to be a Nazira. So I amrit meikar akar, if he uproots it lemafreya, and it's as if she never was a nazira, then woman number two, hahinami ishtray, woman number two is no longer a nazira, because her nazirus was based on woman number one's nazirus. She said va'ani. So if the first woman never became a nazira, the second woman never became a nazira. V'i amrit megazgayiz. But if the Baal's power is simply to say, no, I'm stopping it now, ihi ishtrai, and you have a bizarre situation, woman number one is no longer a nazira because her husband was meferit, chaver to asira, but woman number two is a nazira and is usher in yain and all these other things, because at the moment that she copied woman number one was a nazir. Similarly, the Rambam says in source number 10, Ha'isha she'nadra v'shama acher v'hipis atzmo b'nidra v'amar v'ani. Same case, the Rambam says, a woman takes a neder, somebody hears it and goes, me too, v'shama avia o ba'ala v'hefer la, and then the father or the husband is mefer the neder of woman number one, shala mufar, woman number one is out of the neder, v'zeh shehidpis atzmo chayav, but the person who copied woman number one is chayav to complete his or her neder. Okay? What did we just learn? With respect to hataras nedarim, the thing that we do. When you go to Beis Din, so Beis Din in theory says to you, why do you want out? And you say, well, when I took a neder, I didn't realize that I was going to have to go to a wedding and they were going to serve fleishiks and it would be embarrassing if I didn't eat at the wedding. When Beis Din is matir your neder, they do it retroactively such that you never, ever took a neder. In all of the cases, if somebody heard you take a neder and said, me too, in those cases, when you're talking about hataras nedarim, the second person would not be chayiv to keep the neder. Because from the moment that Beis Din is matir your neder, they do it retroactively. And it turns out, a month later, that the moment in time that person number two said, Va'ani, I also want that neder, the neder didn't exist because Beis Din uprooted it. It's as if you never ever said the words, right? It's not like we're getting you out of a neder. The neder never existed. However, with respect, when you're talking about a father or a husband who's matir, who's made for the neder of his wife or daughter, the neder did exist. It's not based on the fact that it was a mistake from the start. It wasn't a mistake from the start. It just happens to be that the Torah gives the right to be mefer, not matir, to be mefer the neder to the husband and to the father. So the difference is the neder existed. It's just stopped at this point. Whereas when you're talking about hataras nedarim, the neder never existed. There's no,
one is overridden and one is annulled?
Yeah, that's a better way of saying it. It's annulled retroactively, such that, you know, it never, ever existed. Okay, now, this is an interesting idea, and it's nice in that hafaras nedarim is in the Torah, right? Those are psukim that are mefurish in the Torah. So the Torah came and said, we are giving the Baal and the father this right to cancel a neder. It's not based on anything other than the power that halacha gives them to do so. Hataras nedarim, which is not in the pasuk, is more of a svara. Right? The svara is, well, if you knew this when you took the neder, would you have done it? The answer is no, I wouldn't have. So then the Torah, or the halacha l'moshe misinai is, a Beis Din or one chacham could be matir your neder such that it's as if it never happened before. The greatness of that is that we think that a svara, how would you say a svara in English?
Concept?
A line of reasoning?
A line of reasoning, deductive reasoning. We think that's Doraisa. We think Svaras are Doraisa, whether in the Torah or not. This is not the time to point out. The Rav thought being stupid was an Isser Doraisa. Okay? It works under certain rules, you know. And so there, it could really be, when we talked at the beginning, how the Rambam goes out of his way to try to explain that it is Mefurish B'Torah, even though it's not. If it's a Svara, it gets us out of a lot of problems. Because svaras don't have to be supported by psukim in the Torah. Now, here's an interesting thing that we're not going to talk about because we won't have time to do it, but it's fascinating. Can you be matir neder after you already violated the neder? Rav Asher Weiss raised this issue, and it's raised by a number of places, right? Can you took a neder to go to Minyan. Then you didn't go to Minyan. You feel terrible. You really do. So you run to Beis Din. And I suppose they say to you, why do you want to be matir the nether? So you say, well, when I took the nether, I was sure that it would work. But now, Iglai Milsalam Afrei, it didn't work. I didn't go to shul. I don't want to be over in Issur D'oraisa. Please be matir my neder. So on the one hand, since Hataras Adarim is retroactive completely, right? And Bezdin can make it as if you never ever took the neder, so they could save you. But I philosophically have a problem with that. Because when you didn't go to Minyan, you violated your neder. It means it wasn't important enough for you to fulfill. And whatever that does to your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it already did. Right? Some technical excuse is not going to help you. Similarly, there's all these cases. You know, you shechted kachim bachutz. That's an issur d'oraisa. But the only reason it was kachim is because you were makdish it. So can you then go and unmakdish your kachim so that you didn't do the avera? You know, there are sources in both directions. I'll tell you, for me, I think it has to do with whether there's a mitzvah of tshuva. If you violated your neder and there's a mitzvah in HaTorah of doing tshuva, so at that moment, you have a new mitzvah. You're obligated to do tshuva, not to pretend that it never happened, not to trick, you know, trick the halacha into thinking it never happened. That's what I think. But it's a whole open discussion. There's a whole, you know, there's a lot of Torah on whether it would work or not. But it's all based on the fact that Hataras Nedarim is retroactive, right? If Hataras Nedarim wasn't retroactive, there'd be no discussion of can I fix an Avera after I did it. Okay, last point. And this is a point that may interest only me, but hopefully I can convince you otherwise. The Sefer HaMitzvos of the Chinuch is done by Parshios. And that's like the genius of the Chinuch. He figured out that it's good to have a Sefer where we can actually find things. The Rambam did not try to make his Sefer HaMitzvos user-friendly. Nobody understands the order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. It's pretty clear that the first 10 to 15 mitzvos are like the most, they're foundational. That seems obvious. But after that, it's just thematic. And you see, there's a bunch of, you know, all the karbonos are together, all the yamim tovim are together, a bunch of Shabbos things are together. It's clear that they're thematic, but sometimes, you know, there's a break between the themes. Sometimes you can see why the Rambam connected mitzvos, and sometimes you just say, okay, you know, he had to move on to the next topic, so he moved on to the next topic. Mitzvah Tzadihe 95 that we just did is the mitzvah of Hataras Nedarim. Mitzvah Tzadivav is 96. The next one in the book is the mitzvah of Dine Tuma Vitahara. So most people say, okay, the Rambam had to move on to the next topic. But I don't think so. And I think maybe it's so obvious that no one bothered to point it out. But I'm going to point it out. There's a major machlok between the Rambam and other Monei HaMitzvos whether 13 types of Tuma are counted in Taryag Mitzvos. The Rambam thinks they are. The Ramban thinks they are not. In the middle of the next mitzvah, the Rambam gives us another introduction. The Rambam says, Ata, now, last source, Hakdama ra'ui shetizkar ota b'chol ma shenizkar mimineh tumo. Says the Rambam, keep the following in mind every time we talk about tuma. Vihi. Kizeshen nimneit kol min v'min min hatumot mitzvat asei. That which we count 13 different types of tumos in the Taryag Mitzvos, says the Rambam, ein inyano shenihyeh chayavim lehitamei bituma ahi. Of course the mitzvah isn't to be metame yourself by touching a sheretz or a dead body. V'lo gam kein shenihyeh anachnu muzharim mehitamei ba. Mitzvah lotase. Similarly, there's no prohibition from touching a human body. No prohibition from touching a sheretz. There's no prohibition from becoming tameh. So what's left? He says, "Va'amnam heyot haTorah omeret ki mi sheyiga b'zehamin nitma." The fact that if you touch a sheretz, you become tameh. O zeha davar yitma al Torah kein, or it's metame you in some other way. Kilomar shezehadin shenitztavinu bo hu mitzvat asei. It's unbelievable. Says the Rambam, I count as a mitzvat asei if X, then Y. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Now, we're not doing Tumah, so I'm not going to go into it. The Rambam says, the Torah doesn't warn you not to become Tameh. It's not usur for a non-Kohen to become Tameh. And the Torah doesn't want you to become Tameh. It's just a din. The din is, if you touch a dead body, you become Tameh. That's a mitzvah HaTorah. There's clearly no Maisa HaMitzvah here at all. No one claims there's a Maisa HaMitzvah. You don't get credit for anything. It's just a halachic fact that constitutes something in the Taryag Mitzvos. And I think it's obvious. The Rambam, when he did Nedarim, told us that the Torah doesn't feel strongly one way or the other about Nedarim. But this is why I think the Chinuch is right. It's a mitzvah when you're Matir Neder. That reminded the Rambam that his next category should be Tumah Vitara. Because Tumah is along the same lines. The Torah is agnostic, if you could say that. The Torah is neutral about Tumah and Tara. You don't have to stay Tar. You can't. There's no prohibition becoming Tameh. What's it doing in the Targ Mitzvos? It's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a din. The din is if you touch a Sheretz, you become Tameh. Just like it's a din that if you want to get out of your neder, you go to Bezdin. The difference is when you go to Bezdin and Bezdin is mati your neder, that's a kiyum hamitzvah. That's why the Rambam didn't write his introduction for Tumah Vitara in his introduction to Nedarim, because it's different. Nedarim, the Torah is neutral, but if you do it, you get a mitzvah. In Tumah Vitara, the Torah is neutral, but if you do it, you don't get anything. It's just a din. The din is a tahor person who touches tamei becomes tamei. Why is that in the Taryag Mitzvos? That's for another topic, but that chiddush for the Rambam is in the Taryag Mitzvos. But more importantly for our topic, I think the Rambam put Tumah Vitara next to Nedarim because their first cousins, you know, philosophically, in terms of what they're doing in Taryag Mitzvos. Okay, quick, just to recap. We started with the fact that the psukim relating to Nedarim are strange. It doesn't say Vayidaveh Hashem al Moshe l'emor. Our whole approach to Nedarim is strange. The Ramban there says, yeah, why does it say to speak to the Roshei HaMatot? Why doesn't it say at some point to speak, right? The Pasuk says, Vayidaveh Moshe al Roshei HaMatot. The Ramban says, yeah, you know what? We don't want everybody to know about the dinim of Nedarim. It's enough for the Roshei HaMatot to know. It's not something everybody needs to know. So there's like this ambivalence there. We saw in the Rambams, the introductory Rambams, that the Rambam says, well, there are good things about taking Nedarim. There are bad things about taking Nedarim. On the whole, you probably shouldn't do it. Then we saw the Mishnah that said, Hataras Nedarim has no support whatsoever in the Psukim, right? Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir. We saw that the Gemara seemed to undermine that a little bit by finding a Pasuk. But more interestingly, what we saw in the Rambam, when he describes it as something that's meforish b'torah shebichsav, as if the Rambam wants to make the point that even something that's not written explicitly in the Torah is written explicitly in the Torah. Then we finally came to the machlokas harishonim. The Rambam thinks hataras nedarim is a mitzvah. The Chinuch thinks it's a super mitzvah. The Ramban doesn't understand why it would be a mitzvah at all. The Ramban thinks if there's something good about nedarim, why would it be a mitzvah to be mefer than nedarim? Then we talked about the two different types. Hafaras Nedarim means the neder took place, but the Chiddush HaTorah is that the father and the husband have the power to cancel the neder. Then there's Hataras Nedarim, which is not in the Torah, right? That's just either a Svara or some kind of drasha or Halach L'Moshe Misinai, but that power, based on the fact that you genuinely regret having made the neder to begin with, if you genuinely regret it, the Bezdin can make it as if the neder ever took place. You think you made a neder, but Bezdin says, no, you didn't. That then came to the interesting topic of whether you could be matir neder after you violated the neder. Can you use the retroactive power of Bezdin to get you out of an avera caused by the neder in that you violated the neder itself? Or no, to get you out of another avera that was based on you making something kudshim or something like that. And the last point I tried to point out was just in the order of the Sefer HaMitzvos, I think that Nedarim are next to Tumah, because in the Rambam's mind, they're very similar. In that Nedarim, the Torah doesn't have a position whether you should or shouldn't. If you do it, this is how it's supposed to work. A level below that is Tuma and Tara, where even when you do it, there's no mitzvah. So what's the Tarag mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah, it's a din. The din is the Chiddush HaTorah, that even though, you know, the Chiddush HaTorah, that you are Tahar, you touch something Tameh, right? In the world of facts, in the world of nature, nothing happened to you. The Chiddush HaTorah is that made you Tameh. It's not a mitzvah, it's a din, but the Rambam counts a din like that in the Tarag mitzvahs. Okay? Hope people followed. I hope I made some sense. Yashkach. Have a great week.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess we're back on next Friday.
Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.